Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Radio. Hope you're having a good day today. I hope you are keeping your distance. And many of you, I know, are cooped up at home. A lot of you are not working these days, which obviously, you know, that's a problem. Anyway, I hope things are going to turn out good for us. I hope they get this virus under control. Anyway, the bottom line is we're happy to welcome back Holly Wells today. Holly is one of our Women Making a Difference in America. She's doing a series of broadcasts with us here on Close Up Radio. She is the founder, by the way, of I Love Nature. She's done a lot of broadcasts with us. She's an amazing woman. And I Love Nature is an open-source nonprofit organization that is dedicated to sharing effective practices for sustainable living. That's an interesting sentence. You really have to kind of take it as it is. A lot of people may not understand exactly what I just said, sharing effective practices for sustaining living. Holly is really into that, and her website, I Love Nature, is really, it's an amazing, amazing website, all about respect for nature, and she is so really into this. As she points out, to do something good for yourself, you have to do something good for the world, and if you do something good for the world, then you're doing something good for everyone. Respect. Respect is very important. When you have respect for yourself, then you have respect for other people, and when you respect nature, then you create a structure that makes everyone stronger. And Holly is so connected to nature, she actually feels this loveliness and lovingness. It's a way of life for her, and connecting to nature inspires you to realize just how integrated and connected you are to everyone and everything. And if you log on to that website, ilovenature.com, you will see one of the most spectacular pictures of nature to open that website amazingly. As she points out, it's all about reconciling our professional values with our personal values. And Holly created I Love Nature as a complement to her career as a professional IT and finance consulting executive. She's a very bright lady, and it's lovely to have her back with us again here on Close Up Talk Radio. So let's welcome her back, Holly Wells from Chicago, Illinois. And right in downtown Chicago, where it's a little cloudy today, but Holly, it's going to be better because you're going to brighten our day for us. How about that? We love having you back. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here. Thank
you. How are you?
Wonderful. Looking
are you
forward
there?
To our discussion.
You were there.
Yes,
yeah,
can
no,
you hear
hey.
Me? Oh,
come back
perfect.
To me. No. We lost you for a second there. How are you today? I'll start again.
Yes, I'm great. As I mentioned, as we just spoke earlier, looking to grill. It's a little bit overcast, but it's been a little rainy, and we've been really wanting to do this, and so we're just taking command, and we're going to do it regardless. So that's what I found in life. If you want to do something and you planned it, just go ahead and proceed if you feel the time is right. So that's what I'm doing, taking this opportunity, which is what I always recommend.
Okay, let me ask you a technical question. When I was talking to you just before we went on the air, you sounded really great. Now you sound like you're a little off mic. Did you change anything? Did you put a headset on or something, or you haven't changed the thing? What? Tell me, because I want you to sound
no.
nice. And okay, then speak up for us so we hear you loud and clear, okay? It'll help. It'll help everybody who's
sure.
listening all around the world
sitting...
to this broadcast.
Can you hear me?
Let
I'm
me
in the
ask...
same place I was before.
Okay, now I'm hearing you better. Yeah. Let me ask you a little bit about how you're coping with this virus that's, you know, that is circulating all around the world, and, you know, the fact that we're all staying at home, at least most of us are. There's some obviously who are working, the folks who work in the hospitals obviously who are so vital to us and so important right now. But the majority of everybody, you know, offices are closed down, stores are closed, and there's nowhere to go. You got to stay home. How are you dealing with this? Kind of a little different for you.
It is. And I know for everyone, and that's what we talked about last week, perspective, because for some people, it's a nice slowdown period. And I know when I say nice, no one had planned for it. So it's very much an upheaval and people are very stressed. So that's one thing I do want to talk about is stress management. That's what I'm dealing with. I think everyone is. It's really making you pull the tools out of your toolbox that we all have. I happen to have, I'll call the luxury of having too much work to do. So in addition to, you know, being here on this show, I have two jobs for my client. I'm, you know, finishing up a book I'm writing. I have a bunch of things that I'm working on in projects. So I'm sure a lot of people out there do. So many of us, that's what I'm really recommending, is that we all have things and projects that we want to do, even if they're passion projects that are in a closet or on a shelf. So it's very unplanned. And I know this was not what people thought, but this is a time to kind of explore your creative options, right? I know there's a lot of time people might have in their day that they didn't have, that they're feeling binge watching, and that's okay too. We really need to, as I say, take this time to really relax and take care of yourself first and foremost. So if you need to binge watch a couple of movies first to get things going, that's fine. But at some point, I always find I'd like to do something practical and productive after a certain point of time for my brain. So that's why I either take a course online or read a book, or, you know, go just try and meditate, do some self-journaling, just go for a walk if you're allowed to do that in your area where it's peaceful and you can do so safely. You know, walk up and down your stairs. I'm in a townhome, so I have that luxury. Just get the, you know, the pumping and everything moving. I think it is important sometimes to get up and move around. That is one thing that I, again, have the luxury. I do have some dogs, so I've had the luxury we get to go outside every day with them. So I do have that in mind. But I've been eating very healthy, so I would recommend that. So as we're at home and we have the luxury, I know sometimes if you're on the run, you kind of just have to grab what's available. And I have been losing weight because I'm so busy, but two, I'm eating what's at home, and I've not been eating my favorite mac and cheese that I love a couple times a week from my favorite local place where it's near my client offices. So, you know, just eating healthier. I'm just taking this opportunity to shed some pounds. I've been wanting to for quite some time, so that was unexpected. So in addition to that, you know, kick some habits that might be, you know, eating healthier, as I just mentioned, maybe trying to, you know, take up some meditation, call your mother. I'm trying to do this more often, you know, things like this. So reclaim space, you know, clean out some closets. You know, we have a lot of time. If you're at home, you have a closet you might not want to tackle, you know, procrastination, you'll open that up. You might find some treasures in there, things that you've been missing. I've done that because I've been going through some closets, right? And I'm like, some things you can donate Second Life to someone else, or some things are just hilarious and it's a good chuckle to, you know, talk through when you find these things. So there's just a lot of projects that I have found in my spare time I can tackle.
Well, you know, that sounds so familiar because a lot of that's going on and around my house right now, too. But at least you're getting some of these chores and things you've thought about doing for a long time but haven't had time to, getting some of them done, which is, you know, that's very good. You're not wasting your time. I mean, clearing out closets can be a real chore, and most people put it off and put it off. But if you're clearing them out now, good for you. That's a red letter day for you. So good for you.
Oh, it's finding treasures, things that you find. It just it's like music. How I enjoy music. Music will take you back to viscerally that moment in time if you can remember a memory. So going through things, you can just find things, and it will take you back to, if it's something, you know, my mother has given me things. She's moved into a new home, you know. So recently, I've acquired some things that I haven't had or looked at for several decades, you know. So I've been going through those as I find them. And again, if you have the time, and many of us might have, it's a good time to think of things that might get you out of what also might be, you know, plaguing your mind. So shift that focus.
Let me ask you something. When you come across something in a closet that you've been hanging on to for a long time, maybe it's because you couldn't fit into it anymore, or it was too big for you. For some reason or other, you just didn't want to part with it. And, you know, you may have been holding on to it for 15 or 20 years. Could be. Do you find it's hard to get rid of those things eventually when you know it's just taking up too much room around here? I need more room in my closets. Why am I holding on to this?
That's so true. I think that's true with all of us, right? And it's just a practice of trial and error, right? So when you first go through with it, throw a couple things away that you are not certainly attached to. If it's something that just has a special memory, you know, we have our memories and fondness, I say just keep it. Even if it's silly and it's superficial, it doesn't matter. If you love it, I recommend keeping it. But if it's something that you're on the border of, well, get rid of it, donate it. I find that's why it's better if you donate it, give it a second life, you know, find something else to do with it that makes you feel better about parting with things that you might, you know, be on the verge of not being able to release. But things that you're really done with and you've just had for a long time, I find it really freeing. I mean, I've actually found, that's why I say test it. So don't get rid of things that you love just as a matter. That's just going to make you unhappy, and then you'll never throw things away again. So that would be very counterproductive. So I do not recommend that strategy. Or someone throwing out somebody else's things that they love. I think that's very mean. So do it with respect.
Yeah. You can't do that. Tell me about living in Chicago during a period like this. Are you free to walk around the streets of Chicago? I assume you are. You can go out whenever you want. And when you do you find there are many people out on the streets or not? Is the foot traffic really drastically cut down? I know the street traffic has with cars. What about foot traffic?
Yes, well, being so busy, I know we have like stay in place, shelter in place, I think is what it's called. So I think it was actually just extended for another month here by our governor. So we are, I would say, free to leave. You're right, there's not actually like any curfews or parameters, but it's, of course, with direction and caution, you know, to use your judgment. We shouldn't be leaving just on whimsical needs. It's if you're going out to get supplies, or in my instance, if I'm out in the neighborhood quickly, just, you know, walking the dog or doing something. So I do find people out. I don't find it excessively. As I mentioned, I'm pretty busy, so I'm not just out, you know, going about for any reason. So I'm pretty directed when I'm on my path. So I find it, of course, less than normal. But people are out when it's a nice day, of course. You know, it depends. I'm usually out when it's time to walk the dog, so it's when a lot of other people might be out. So it's a lot of other dog owners. So that's kind of, you know, high foot traffic for me. But, yeah, it's interesting. You got to enjoy the time outside if you're lucky enough to be able to go out.
Has spring arrived in Chicago yet? Has spring arrived yet?
It has. I was noticing that today. Some of the plants are really coming up, some of the beautiful flowers and the buds on the trees, and the birds, of course, are really chirping because it is quieter than normal, so you can really hear them. So it is the sounds of nature all around.
Sounds of nature. Boy, that's right down your alley. You know, your website, I Love Nature, it's a great website. There are so many things that you have on there that you recommend other people get involved with. Explain to me and to the audience listening who hasn't heard you before why you got involved, why you have launched I Love Nature, why you've done this website that you have. And when I say I Love Nature, it's spelled EYE, I Love Nature. Talk to me about that. Why did you get involved with this, and why did you do it? Why did you found it?
Sure. It's really a simple story, actually, and it's kind of where I was talking about synchronicities in your higher mind and, you know, just different messages you give to yourself. So I would say pretty much on a whim back in, I'm going to say 2013. I'm so bad with time and dates right now. But I was on one of my sabbaticals, and I had been online, and I'd looked something up about the moon, and I found that there was something going on. It was in Arizona. It was the spring equinox ceremonies. It was on one of the indigenous lands down there. It was 13 grandmothers coming together to celebrate, and I thought, oh, my God, what an opportunity. As I mentioned, I like to just grab things if they just hit me right, and I was, as I say, not working, even though it was coming up within 2 weeks. I thought, oh, my God, let me take advantage of this. This sounds great. So I thought it was a little something we had to camp. Actually, it was camping, so it was literally tent camping, which I have done and don't mind, but I've certainly never set up a tent myself. So I had to go ground, buy a suitcase, you know, one big enough, those hard ones that you could put a tent in it. I had to fly, well, I chose to. I was excited about it, to fly there, put up a tent. Of course, once I got there, people helped me, but you stayed on the ground. And if you've ever tent camped, which that was my first time, in a sort of desert area, it's very hot during the day, you know, and then at night, very cold. So especially, I didn't even have like a mat under the sleeping bag, but wow, it was cold. So thankfully we had fires out, et cetera. So it was a lot of community under the stars anyway, but what an amazing experience. And so long story short, I was during one of our sessions, we were just off by one of the streams. And again, here I am. I'm a very logical corporate IT finance person. So I'm on this very strange, you know, sabbatical, and I'm having this moment. So I thought, wow, this is a little interesting, but I was sitting by the stream, and I thought, what am I doing here? I know you're not really supposed to ask for signs, but if I were to say, you know, am I, like, making the right path? This is a really weird divergence from what I typically do with my time. And so as I was sitting there and I was just quiet, I saw an eye in my mind's eye, and it winked at me. And so I thought, oh, my gosh, that's, like, my higher self. It's, like, winking at me, like, yep, you got it. You're on the right path. So it just made me realize that I was tapping into my highest potential, and I think I was realizing that I could align and do these same things, that you could be successful, but you could find and tap into your inner self, align with nature. And really, that's how you bring out your highest self. That's at least what I've found. And that's what gave me the impetus to start I Love Nature. And I call it my, as you mentioned, my open source to just share these sustainable living ideas, because I do think to align with nature and become stewards of our bodies and the planet is really the way of the future.
Well, I think it's so great for you to do this. And also, if you look at your website, you're willing to share connections with other people who you feel are, you know, feel the same way as you do about nature and share their websites. So all you have to do is go on your website and you will see some of these other enterprising people really all over the country who are doing good things, and you put their websites up. So it's, and all they have to do, make a click, and they go to the, you know, it takes you right to their websites. For example, Brenda Palms Barber. Her name is there, and what she does is she extracts honey from urban apiaries in the heart of the North Lawndale community in Chicago, and you're willing to give them the exposure on your website because of what they do. Tell me about that and why you do that, and do you hear back about this? You do.
She's delightful. I've went and met her in person, and now they actually are, you can find them here in our local area in Whole Foods. They actually, it's a business they have started, and they're, I don't know the gentleman's name, the minister, but he also is helping Brenda. She does the marketing aspect for the end product of the honey, but he does the other side where they help and train some people who have been incarcerated. It's like a second chance program, and so they help them do sales. They put the product inside the containers. They do the labeling. So it's just a matter of them to learn to have a job, to be back in the workforce. They take care of and manage the bees. And I went and saw the operation, and it's precious because the idea behind it is great. And you'll see why I love it. Because she's when you think about it. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I hear you fine. I was just going to say, most people don't think of Chicago as an area where you get honey. But they package it and sell it as Chicagoland raw natural honey. And obviously,
absolutely.
I mean, they do a beautiful job. It looks great.
It's wonderful. They have salves, lotions. I mean, you can look it up. They have, you know, lip balm, et cetera. And the idea behind it is second chance. You know, some people are a little afraid of, you know, the idea of people getting a second chance who've been incarcerated, and they're a little afraid of them and scared. Same thing as people are a little afraid of bees, you know, until you get to know them. So I love the analogy. And so in the end, honey is sweet, as they are. So I just find it a very heartwarming story.
So what kind of decision do you make to put other people's information and their available websites up on your website of I Love Nature? How do you make that decision? And are you looking for people at all the time to help promote what they do because you think it's so beneficial?
I would, absolutely. When I have more time, I'm actively looking. So I would have to say I'm not actively out there, but I would absolutely love to promote anybody. So for me, it's the authenticity, and so it's people who I've run across and have something out there that are willing to partner with me and be out there as well and doing something that I just appreciate all aspects of. So it's acting with integrity and a message that I just share so completely.
Well, I think it's just great for you to do that, and this is all part of your goal of I Love Nature. You talked about dealing with stress, and a lot of people are dealing with stress these days, and I guess, you know, for the most part, it comes from being cooped up at home and not being allowed to get out and go to work as they normally would. How are you dealing with stress, and what do you recommend to people who are stressed out, so to speak, in this day and age? What are your secrets?
Well, I think I mentioned earlier, it really goes back to my I Love Nature principles, and it's really down to fuel and what you put in your body, and then mentally what you put in your mind, the thoughts, right? So I know that's very hard. We've spoken before. I, again, love to give credit to that. I know I've heard this before many times, and you can hear something 50 times, and then the 51st time you hear it, it sinks in. But the Bob Proctor realization where, you know, 95% of what we do and go out through the day making our decisions are unconscious. It's the idea of the iceberg. So really the tip of it is what we see, but most of it's underneath. So it's that idea of, oh my gosh, I've heard the fact it's something crazy, like 80 million thoughts we have in our head a day. I don't know, this is a bad thought, don't quote me on that, but, and 60 million of them are negative. Like it's just negative self-talk, right? So if you train your brain to stop focusing on the negative and focus on more positive things, and again, you can't control what your mind thinks, but you can train it to not linger on things. So I think I've mentioned in the past my key to myself learning how to meditate was to, if someone tells me, okay, put your mind still and don't think of anything, of course all you do is think of things because you can't stop not thinking of them, so at least me. So same thing. So if someone says don't think of anything negative, that's kind of hard, but instead think of things like the weather. So if you're there and you're trying to meditate and you do think of things, or you are thinking of something negative comes in your mind, one, let it go. Second, know it's like something not from your higher best self, because your higher best self would always tell yourself loving thoughts. So know that if it's something there, you know, we are empathic beings. We do get energy residual from other things. And so just let that go. It's nothing helpful to you. So it's a random thought. Maybe it is something caught in your psyche. And I just recommend, you know what, shake that off and let it go. So I really don't focus and give more energy to negative things around me. So same thing with people, right? I just try to give that less energy. If I give it less energy, then it's not attracted to me. I don't know. It's how I think of it. So I guess I just think of, you know, what you put in your body is more than just the food you eat. It's what you're consuming. It's the messaging you're listening to. It is the music. It is true. I love all types of music, but it is true that classical music will put your mind in a certain thought for learning. You know, if you're trying to study, they say one without words, that's helpful because it doesn't make your mind think of words. So that also helps you stay in a different brain pattern. So I would just say that, pay attention, which is a good practice to be aware in the moment. So if you're aware of what you're eating, what you're putting in your mouth, what mental thoughts you're putting in your mind, what thoughts you're sharing with other people, right? What energy you're putting out in the world, it's what energy someone else on the other side is receiving. So just think of cause and effect of everything you do is rippling out there to someone else. I guess I always try to think of that anyway. So just our actions always have a reaction, so things like that.
Okay, that's good advice, good advice. One other thing I want to follow up with you on, and this is something that you've written about before, and a quote from you is that there needs to be a spiritual awakening in this country. That's a pretty profound statement, and I wonder if you would expand on that a little bit. Why do you say that, and what do you mean by it?
Well, I think right now, and I knew that we needed to do something. I think I'm not the only one. I'm certain here that, you know, we had this looming global crisis over our head. You know, we have all these, you know, political corruption scandals all over the world. You know, there's just all this uncertainty everywhere. And that was before this amazing pandemic is now upon us. So it was one of those things where, and I know after the new year, myself personally, I just was thinking, you know what, I know I just had the new year and you make all these good New Year's resolutions, but it was a couple weeks in and I thought, I just really want a reset. And so, again, if I want something, I usually will do it. So I went ahead and, as luck would have it, it was when the Chinese New Year was about, you know, that day, that weekend. So I decided to, as I always love to anyways, participate. So I did just really reset my resolutions for the year. So it was a good opportunity. So it was one of those things. So I would have to say with the pandemic, kind of think of things that you can release and get rid of. So as I mentioned, get rid of old habits. So instead, focusing on connecting with nature. So think about when you're outside and what impact this slowdown has. And we talked about the less commute, the less fossil fuels in the air, just the less wear and tear of all the machinery just everywhere. So the less consumption, needless consumption. We're still getting critical things done. I know there are some things that have been stopped. Again, there's just, it's a weird time, but we've stopped a lot of the unnecessary distractions. So now it seems like a time to refocus what energy and effort we have on what's important. And again, that goes back to how we talked last week. I know I talked with Jim about my partnership with CTS. It's where I, you know, partner when I do my strategic consulting for corporations. And that there is because we give value-added service. And that was what I really appreciated about them. It's just, you know, getting the job is one thing, but really partnering with your client and delivering over and above is exciting, right? So, like, right now, we can go back to operations that we had before. But if we've already had this standstill, why not take this opportunity to start afresh or to reinvent on a better scale? So I guess that's all I meant is that we're at this point of the tipping point of just reevaluating everything. And it's we're normally overtaken by so many distractions. And right now we're globally forced. There's an outside force having us all at this moment wake up and have a reprioritization, a reset, if you will. So I guess my challenge would be just to everybody to come out of this reaching to be our highest self, and let's go for the high ground. Make better choices.
Well, that's
choices.
Good advice. If they could do it, that's a really, really good advice. It's really interesting you're thinking about that. You know, I'm interesting. I know we point out you are a financial guru. You're an information technology executive, and you have clients that you deal with all the time. Are you still doing that? Can you do that in this day and age when you're locked up at home? Tell me about that.
Right. Thankfully, well, right now I don't have any personal clients that I'm coaching one-on-one. I wouldn't have the bandwidth, but obviously I only would take on work that I can fit within the spectrum of my awareness, because it wouldn't be fair to offer up something that you're not able to provide the service to someone. So although that is something, an offering that I'm very excited to take on in the future, the executive life coaching, again, right now I have the flexibility where I'm, again, in the middle of a couple projects. So again, it will come in the future. I know there'll be a rolling time period for when that will be probably what I'm focusing on. It'll come and go as everything does. And as I say, with my book coming out and this Cliff Notes version coming forward in the next couple of weeks, that will be a lot to talk about regardless. So even if it doesn't result in direct one-on-one consulting, my main goal is always is to get the message out. And I just think sharing what you learn with others is what's important, right? And not just me speaking one-on-one out to everyone, but two-way dialogues, right? Mine is just the beginning of what I'm sharing, but then it's to collaborate with others. I'm always big on collaboration. And, you know, as I said before, you know, one high tide rises all boats. So it's not me and just what I think is out there. It's just me and then just tapping into others who share my common beliefs and want to go where I want to go. Partnership.
Let me ask you a quick question. We're almost out of time, but the book is coming out soon. What's the name of the book?
The book is Wired, I'm Ready for Positive Change, and I know it's been coming, but it was, as I mentioned, it's basically the rewrite is another book, but it's a wild ride, let me tell you, at least from my perspective, so I hope everyone will enjoy it.
Well, listen, you'll be back again with us here on CUTV Radio, Close Up Talk Radio, next week. So that's a subject that you can talk about and expand on more because, you know, we're very excited to hear that the book is about ready to come out now. That's a big, exciting thing. And I know you're really excited about it as well. So that's good. So in any event, Holly, it's been great chatting with you again. I love having the opportunity to listen to your viewpoints and to listen to what you're doing with I Love Nature. Again, the website, I Love Nature, and the I is spelled E-Y-E, Love Nature. If you go there, you'll learn a lot about what Holly Wells is doing, and it's really her pet project. So, Holly, thank you so much, my dear. That'll do it for today. We'll talk to you next week. Okay, Holly?
Wonderful. Talk to you then. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. And that's it for now. Well, that's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and it's a pleasure having you with us. I hope you'll join us often. We have some of the most amazing people as guests on radio anywhere in radio land, and it really is amazing the broad spectrum of guests that we feature on these broadcasts. Holly is one of the special ones who joins us every now and then, and it's been great to have her. She is, as we have pointed out, one of our women making a difference right here on Close Up Radio. See you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.